Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else knows what today holds, only our God. And we thank Him for making us see this day. And we know it is not by might, it is not by power, it is not by even our education or how much we know or how much we do not know. It is by His grace, it is by His love, it is by His Spirit that we are here this morning. Because there are so many people went to sleep last night and they did not wake up. They went to sleep and did not wake up. Even some early risers, they woke up this morning and never made it to their destination. For one reason or another, they run into an accident and something happened and they are not here, but we are here. And it is by God's grace. So we thank God for His love. And He sure is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So we thank God today is Friday. It's the first Friday of this month of March. Whew, happy new month, everybody. March 2021. And today's Friday, the 5th, 5th Friday, 20th of March, 2021. So we are excited for another opportunity. This is a privilege and an opportunity just to come and call unto the living God to give us this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends, to just call unto Him, the true living God, the one who hears prayer. Not only does He hear prayer, but He is a God who answers prayer. So we are excited with what God is doing with this body of Christ, with this circle of friends. We are excited with what God is doing. So we're going to go ahead and pray and see what the Lord has installed for us today. We know that He is a good God and He orders our steps, and we are a purpose-driven people. So we are excited with what God is doing. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we pray this morning, rebuking any stealing spirits, any hindering spirits that might want to hinder us from doing what you have called us to do today, that might want to hinder us from fulfilling the assignment you have assigned for us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, any generational curses, any territorial curses, any spirits that are negative that might want to hinder us from fulfilling what you have assigned for us today, we come against them in the mighty name of Jesus. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we release the presence of God, the power of God, to take charge and take full control of anything and everything we do today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you lead us, Father, and order our steps and direct our steps today and forevermore In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, for this body of Christ right here, this circle of friends, intercessors, the prayer warriors. They stand on the gap and intercede for your people, Father. So this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you continue to bless them, Father, for their persistence, for their perseverance, Father, for giving and giving and giving of themselves, Father, on behalf of others and behalf of the family members. I pray, Father God, that you bless them, Father. Bless each and every one of us, Father, individually and cooperatively, Lord, as a body of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for this ministry, the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries, this circle of friends. And I thank you, Father God, for the unquenchable fire ministries and any other ministry that is represented here this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, all the ministries, Father, the ones that preach the Rhema word, the true word of God. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because there's such a time as this, Father, with all the chaos and all the noise going on in our world today. I pray, Father God, for the church, the body of Christ, to do what you have called us to do, to shed the light where there is darkness, to bring hope, Father, when there are people who are hopeless, in the mighty name of Jesus. And above all, Father God, to let our light shine, yes, and not to put them under the bushel, Father, and to win souls for the kingdom, because this is our number one calling, is to win souls, Father. So we are believing you, Father God, we are believing for a bumper harvest of souls this year, 2021, in the mighty name of Jesus, for men and women, yes, those who are bound, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are believing for their salvation, we are believing for their deliverance, we are believing for their healing, any manner of healing, any kind of sickness, whatever the oppression the enemy might bring to them this morning, Father, we decree and declare for their healing, Lord, for their deliverance, for their salvation, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they do not harden their hearts, Father. We know you said in your word, behold, I stand at the door knocking, the door of our hearts, Father. So we pray as you stand on the doors of their hearts, that you soften their hearts, Father. Give them a heart of flesh, that they will not harden their hearts, but they will open when you knock, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for this, because we are the ones who are to go out there and share with them the goodness of the Lord, to alert them that there is a Savior, there is a God who loved them, so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And let them know that there is a God who is calling, who is saying, come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And to take the yoke, your yoke, Father, because your yoke is easy, your yoke is light, to accept change this heavy yoke they are carrying with yours that is light, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, as you soften their hearts, as you draw them unto you, to make the church this sleeping giant to wake up, to rise up and do what you have called us to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I bless, Father God, I pray for your anointing over the body of Christ, your anointing over the whole fivefold ministry, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, over the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, and those who are in the ministry of help, Father, the ministry of service, and the missionaries, those who have gone to a foreign land and are proclaiming your word, Father, proclaiming your good news in a foreign land, Father. I just pray, Father God, for your anointing, Father, that you cover them. Yes, we cover them with the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do them no harm. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for there is no any other God but you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as your word say in Numbers, that the Lord bless them, Father, and keep them, each and every one of us who do what you have called us to do. I pray, Father God, that let your face shine on us, Father, and your gracious, Father, and your goodness to follow us all the days of our lives, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we are strong and courageous, and not to be afraid, Father, not to be frightened, Father, not to be dismayed, Lord, because we know you are with us, for you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for you are an present God, and we trust you, Father. We trust you with all our hearts, Father, and we do not lean on our own understanding. And in all our ways, Father, we acknowledge you, Father. Yes, and you will make our path straight, Father. Those that are rough, you will make them smooth, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Father God, this morning, that we will not get weary in doing good, Father. We want to continue doing good regardless of what is going on, Father, because your word says if we do not get weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We honor you as we seek you, Father, and seek your kingdom first, Father, and your righteousness, that all these other things will be added unto us, Father. Anything and everything that we desire, Father, it will be added unto us in the mighty name of Jesus, including good health, Father. Yes, good relationships, Father, the joy, the peace, the love. Yes, even the finances, Father, they will be added unto us as we continue to seek your kingdom and your righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you, Father God, and I thank you for your protection and keeping us safe, Father God, that no evil will come in our camp. I thank you, Father God, for removing us on the GPS of the devil, on the GPS of the enemy, that evilness, his tactics will not locate us, will not find us, as we are hidden, as we are covered with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that only your blessings, only your love will locate us, only your favor will find where we are,
and nothing else will find us, Father, but your goodness and your mercy, they will follow us and even overtake us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, this morning for delivering us out of any trouble, Father, any problem, any circumstance, any situation that is not pleasing to you, that is not of you, that is a tactic of the enemy, of the devil. Thank you for delivering us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we escape, Father, like a bird out of the snare of the fowler, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, this morning, for there is no any other God but you. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, the creator of heaven, and I exalt you this morning, Father God, as we pray, Father, for those who are sick, Father. We remember and continue to pray for Dale, Lord, for your healing power to touch and heal his body, Father, and put it back together, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for healing is the bread of the children. Yes, and you saved us with the bread of healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for you are our healer. So I pray for each and everyone under the sound of my voice who is not feeling well. I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. I release the bread of healing in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because you were wounded, Lord Jesus, for our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. Yes, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So we continue to pray and believing you, Father God, for the healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, even those who are in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, those who are sick in their homes, Father, those who have been violated by this demon of COVID-19, we just release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for you are our healer. We thank you for healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals all manner of diseases, even those who are suffering mentally, Father, whether it's just the exhaustion, mental tiredness and weariness, whether it's just the stress or depression, nervousness, or any of those who are attacked by these suicidal spirits, we come against them in the mighty name of Jesus and release the deliverance power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Speaking of a depression, Father, I pray for my friend Peter, Lord, the one who lost his son last month. He has fallen into this depression. He seemed not to be able to shake himself, to get himself up. I just pray, Father God, to releasing your Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, because you promised us, Father, that you will never leave us, Lord, alone, but you will send the Holy Spirit who comforts us, who teaches us all the hidden things of God. So this morning, Father, I pray for Pete, Lord. I pray for all people, Father, who are going through the time of grief because of the loss of their loved ones. I just pray, Father God, releasing your Holy Spirit, some are falling into this despair, into this hole that they can't get themselves out, because we know they can't do it by themselves. Only you, Holy Spirit, who is so gentle, the one who ministers and teaches us all the hidden things of God, even in a quiet time, even in a midnight hour, you still be our teacher, be our comforter. So I release the comforting of the Holy Spirit to all the families who are going through these hard times, these times of grief, in the mighty name of Jesus. And some just lost their loved ones because of senselessness of people who are just hateful, who do not care about the life of other people and taking out other people's lives. They people who have been stolen from their family members, stolen even from us as a nation, from this senseless spirit of murder, people murdering other people, just getting upset because someone asks you to wear a mask and you take a life for that. I just pray, Father God, that you comfort these families, Father. That's why we continue praying for salvation. It is the works of the devil for people just taking other people's lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we pray, Jehovah Rapha, that you touch and heal your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release your peace, Father, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Yes, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, your peace, Father, the one you said I will give to you, Father, the one that you said it is not like the world gives, it is a separate, different peace. Yours is that the one that cannot be bought by money, is the one that cannot be given by anyone, but only you, God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. So, Father God, this morning as we stand on the gap, we are not afraid, as your word says, not to be afraid, not to be in troubled, in the mighty name of Jesus, not to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to let our requests known unto you, Lord. Yes, the one who gives peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for your peace as we lift up your banner this morning. Yes, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner, we lift you up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for not only individual peace, but also the peace in our nation, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we are reminded in your word, Father, in 2 Chronicles, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then you, Father God, will hear us from heaven. Not only do you hear us, but you will forgive our sin and will heal our land. So, Father God, tonight as we stand on the gap, yes, I myself representing the nation of Zimbabwe and also representing this United States and every nation that is represented under the sound of my voice, the islands, the Bahamas, nationwide, Father, all the continents, Lord, the European, the Asian continents, the African continent, and all other, the whole world, Father, we pray, we stand on the gap, Father, confessing, Father, the sins of our nation, Father, our nations, Lord, and seeking your face and turning away, Father, from our wicked ways. On behalf of our nation, we thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers, Lord, and for forgiving our sins and healing our land, Lord. Our land needs healing, Father. There is still a lot of chaos and all this misinformation that is being passed on around and people just angry and taking other people's lives. So we are dealing with this COVID-19 pandemic, and we are dealing with this racial pandemic, and we are dealing with restlessness and evilness going on in our land pandemic. And I pray, Father God, only you, Lord. We say, arise, O God, arise, and let all your enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, yes, for restoring our nation, Father, for restoring all nations, this world, Father, because you have it in your hand, Father. You have the whole world at the palm of your hand, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. This morning we honor you, Lord, for there is no any other God but you. We continue, Father, to lift up our eyes, yes, unto the hills. We lift them up unto the mountains because we know that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who loves us so much that you will not even let our foot be moved, Father. We thank you, Father God. We decree and declare Psalm 91 as we continue to dwell under the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we say you are our Lord this morning, not only this morning, but forever and ever. You are our Lord. You are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God. And we trust you, Lord, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, some trust in their neighborhoods where they live, and some trust their finances, and some trust their education, and some trust in many, many other things, even the false gods, the imitators, some trust them. But this morning, Father, we trust you. We trust you, our God, and we remember the name of the Lord, our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. So we thank you for safety, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We magnify your name. And we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won. Because we know the battle is not ours, but the battle is yours. So we are victorious even before we start. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God this morning, and good morning again to each and every one of you. We are so excited with what God is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We just thank God for his goodness. So before we acknowledge who is here with us today and see what the Lord has for us, I just want us to go ahead and get into the Word of God. Yes, and today is day number 3 of our fasting and praying. And I want to encourage someone, if you had not joined us, had started yet, it is not too late. You can start today, you can go through the weekend or any other day you saw fit. But it is very important, as we always encourage each other, that fasting and praying, that does not change God. That does not make God any stronger, any powerful, any bigger, because he remains God. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change whether we fast or we don't, or whether we acknowledge him or we don't. He remains God. But fasting is good for us. Fasting and praying is good for us so that we can hear him clearly, so that we can focus better and submit ourselves. And it's a sign of worship that we are giving up things that we want or things that our flesh desire. We are giving them up just for the love of Christ. So that's another way of worship. So I want to encourage you, and as we are always encouraged, that these first few days that are designated that we cooperatively fast and pray, these are not the only days you can fast and pray. You can fast and pray any time you saw fit, or whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart the day He wants you to fast and pray. So we thank God, and this week or this month, we were focusing on spiritual direction and also the strength, to get the strength from God. Because we know that our strength and our comes from God. Anything and everything comes from Him. We can't do it by ourselves. And also to pray for our families. As we said this year when we started, that this year we are going to be very, very intentional and pray for our family members, for their salvation, for their deliverance, for their healing, and that they come to know the Lord, that they come to know the Lord. So anytime and every time as we pray, we will continue praying for our families. So I am so excited with what the Lord is doing. So before we read our scripture for the week and have another scripture I would like to share with you, or a few more scriptures, I also want to just thank God and praise God. I thank you so much for your prayers. I had a safe trip to go to Greensville for the funeral. You know, everything was in order. There is no time you can say, oh, this is beautiful, this is nice, although everything was in order. But it was a heartbreaking and very emotional time. You know, I just thank God, and I'm still receiving, you know, messages from the families and the family members, and how appreciative they are. It was a painful moment, you know, just burying this young man, 28 years old, who took his own life. So I want to ask to continue and ask you to continue praying against this suicidal spirit. It's not that family only. There are so many families that are going through, you know, their loved ones who are taking their lives. That's why we continue praying for salvation and for deliverance for the people, so that when the light comes, then the darkness has to flee. There is no any other choice darkness has but to flee when the light comes. And also to make people aware of the mental illness, because this young man was suffering from, he made two tours to Afghanistan, and when he came back, he was suffering from emotional illness. I think, what is it called? TSP? I can't remember what it is. But it is some kind of emotional issues, and he couldn't get himself out of it, and eventually took his own life because of those demons just keeping on tormenting him mentally. And just continue to pray for the father. His name is Pete. And he is having the hardest time. He just looked like, or from what the family members are saying, he looked like he is falling into really deep depression. And we don't want the devil to take advantage of that situation and take him out also, because he still have other kids to care for and his wife. So we pray for all, for him and all those families. Amen. And I also want to praise God and thank God for giving me another year of life. And thank you so much for your birthday wishes and prayers and praying for me. And as I was, you know, thinking and praising God yesterday for allowing me to see another day, you know, 58 years, and it brought tears to my eyes, because I thought of my siblings. I lost five siblings, and they never made it to 40. they all passed under 40. And even my mom, I lost my mom, my biological mom, and she never made it to 40. And it came to me, and I just realized and, you know, just acknowledge God, and I know it is not by might, it is not by power, it is not by any smartness or anything that I have done to deserve this, but it is by His Spirit, it is by His grace, and it is by His love, you know. And I remembered also as I was praising God, and I said, Lord, you know, the enemy wanted to take me out even before I even made it on this world. To begin with, when my parents conceived me, they felt like it was too early, and their friends, you know, tried to encourage them to terminate the pregnancy. And my mom and dad decided, no, they're going to keep it. And here I am. And I also was born prematurely, so I came early. And regardless of how primitive where I was born, no incubators or whatever, very small. I remember my aunt, when she told the story, she's like, oh, this baby was so small, I could put her in my hands and, you know, you wrap her in my two hands, looked so small. And but here I am, I'm still here. And I cried and danced there with tears of joy and appreciative and thanksgiving, thanking God for what He survived me, even how I came in this country at the time, you know, in the Southern Africa. This demon of HIV and AIDS was like wildfire going rampage, sweeping all the younger people, and I mean anything that comes on its way. And as I see what is going on right now with COVID-19, it just reminds me of that time. The only difference I can think of is that people were getting sick for a long period of time, but people were still dying because, I mean, they were overlapping and people were just dying. And in the midst of all that, God just plucked me out. I would like to say, you know, it feels like this big ocean full of fish, different fish, small, big, medium size, whatever. But God fished me out of that big pond, that big sea, this big ocean, and fished me out and came to this country. I mean, I know every country has its own issues, even there. Economically, we were doing very well in the late 80s and early 90s. Zimbabwe was doing very well. It was actually considered the breadbasket of Southern Africa. And in the midst of that, God fished me out and brought me in this country that I call home now. So He rescued me, and I would like to believe that God rescued me and that He had you, my brothers and sisters, on His mind for me, you know. And I always say, you know, He gave me brothers and sisters, you to me, and I thank God for you all, and I just thank God for He is so good. So I just thank Him for saving me, as I always say, saving God, to save God, to worship God has saved my life. And I am here today, and I'm still believing God for restoring all the years that the worms, the locusts have eaten, and the cankerworm, then the caterpillar, and the polar worm had eaten. And I thank God for restoring. And you are my inheritance. You are my restoration, what God has given me back. So when I say my brothers, when I say my, it's not just passing by. I don't just take it lightly, but you are truly my brothers and my sisters. And I just thank God. And I truly thank God for meeting me and connecting me with Pastor Darlene. many, many years ago. We was talking to Queen the other day, and she said she's 20. So it might be maybe 19 or 18, because I do know that on Queenie's second birthday, Pastor Darlene, you were there, and she's 20. So we can comfortably say we met 19 years without any doubt, because I know on her second birthday, and she, you were there. I was looking at the pictures. So I just thank God for having you all, and for God putting you into my life. So that is my testimony, and that is just praising God. And I mean, the testimony can go on and on, and try to, you know, praise God and thank God. And there is a lot. There are so many losses, so many battles that were fought and won, and a few probably being lost. But above all, we are still here, and we are still loving God. So I thank God for all that. Amen. This was supposed to be a very short testimony and jump into the Word of God. So I am still going to read the scripture. We still have time, and you know, and see what the Lord hears. And I think this probably was to encourage someone. And if anything else, you know, God is a good God. He has a purpose. And no devil can stop what God has assigned for us, because I am a living testimony on what God can do, and he can do anything and everything that man cannot do, and that's our God. So I thank him, and I praise him for giving me you as my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen. So our scripture of the week, and as I said, we on day number 3 of prayer and fasting, and seeking God to give us spiritual direction and strengthening us, and also praying for our families. And we were reading, going with Exodus 34 verses 28. So those who missed yesterday, Apostle Horsley, and we had a very, very good time yesterday. My intention was to also read Exodus 38 and pick up a few more verses. And I do know that Evangelist Gwendolyn and Pastor Apostle Horsley, they touched it, they read more verses. And I would like to encourage you to hear and understand the whole story, just to read this whole book of this whole chapter, Exodus 34, and you will understand why on that verse 28 that the Lord, that he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and why he didn't either eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tablets. And that you can see that's where the Ten Commandments, where Moses came up and have the Ten Commandments. Although the Ten Commandments are listed in chapter 20, verses 1 to 20, I believe, or 1 to 19, the first part of chapter 20 on Exodus, you will see all the Ten Commandments. But here it explains what had happened. So in other words, it is teaching us that when we fast and pray, it is good for us, and we will hear clearly. Because when you continue reading, it tells the story that when Moses came down with these Ten Commandments, his face was shining. It was so shining, so bright, that the people could not handle it. They couldn't. If they saw Moses coming down with those Ten Commandments, and his face was shining so bright that they put their heads down there, they couldn't have their eyes go there. It was so bright for their eyes because of the anointing. And when you read, it also tells us that at one time he had to cover himself, to cover with a veil, because the anointing was so strong. So that's the benefit, one of the benefits of fasting and praying, that anointing, that glory, that glow of the Lord, that joy, that peace, that people will say, why are you still smiling when everything around you doesn't look good, doesn't sound good, but you are still smiling, you are still here. Why are you still praising God? Why are you still worshiping? It's that glory. It like I said earlier, and we all are aware that as we pray and fast, we benefit that glory, that anointing. We hear God more. So this is a really good read for you over the weekend. I will encourage you to read the story of Moses. It is fascinating. It is encouraging. Amen. And the one I wanted to share with you is a Revelation. We are just going to pick a few verses. Revelation chapter 21. And it is also because of prayer and fasting. This is intentional. We are going somewhere. We are not just killing time. We are not just doing this just because and just to leave it like that, but we are doing it intentionally. Look at Moses. He went and he fasted and prayed, and you know, for these days and night, 40 of them. And it is also a mirror of Jesus. We know Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, and being tempted, and he overcame that temptation. So right here in the book of Revelation chapter 21, because we are going somewhere, this is preparation. We know this world is not ours. We are just passing by. But as we pass by, this is what we are doing so that we can have a smooth and a joyful journey as we go to our destination. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 8. I will just read those first 8 verses, but encourage you to read the whole 21 and 22 and see where we are going. And it reads, "Then I saw a new heaven." I'm going to read in an amplified Bible. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, it had vanished, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, arrayed like a bride adorned for her husband. And then I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and they will no longer be dead. They will no longer be sorrow and anguish or crying or pain, for the former order of things has passed away.' And he who sits on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write, for these words are faithful and true. They are accurate, incorruptible, and trustworthy.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the one who sits thirsty, I will give water from the fountain of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes the world by adhering faithfully to Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, I will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowards and unbelieving and abominable, who are devoid of character, they don't have character anymore, personally integrity, they lost their integrity, and practice or tolerate immorality, and murderers and sorcerers with intoxicating drugs, and idolaters and occultists who practice and teach false religions, and all the liars who knowingly deceive and twist the truth. They are not truthful people. Their part will be in lake of blazes with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and may he bless the hearers and the doers of the word. Amen. So right here, Revelation is reminding us, making us aware that we are going somewhere. All what we are doing and all the fasting and the praying, the interceding for others, standing on the gap, praying for others, being intercessors, it's not wasting time. We are going somewhere. This is part of the journey. This is the preparation of the journey, because we are going somewhere. We do not want to be entangled. We do not want to be distracted with anything and everything that is going on around us, because he is coming. Our Lord is coming. He is coming soon. And the Bible says his reward, he has it in his hand to give each and every one of us according to what we have done, according to our works. But I want to give you a few more scriptures. Revelation 3:20, verses 20 and 21, where he says, "Here I stand on the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and make my residence and make my home and supper with him." So this is one of the reasons why with him. This is the reason why we receive him. This is the reason why we continue praying for salvation, because we know there is a Savior who is knocking at the door. And so that our brothers and sisters will be able to discern his voice, be able to know his voice, and open the doors of their hearts for him. And on Revelation 22, verse 7, it says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth my sayings and my prophecy, the words of this book, the words from this book, that's the one who keeps it. He's blessed." And that's why we encourage each other to continue reading the word, continue seeking his face, continue seeking the things of God. And I have been just being in the book of Revelation this whole week and just reading, and I felt like I need to share with you. It is so good. The word of God, we do not go backwards. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by, as the singers sing. It gets sweeter and sweeter, this relationship we have with God as the days go by. And the one I had told you earlier, the one that says, "I am coming soon, my reward is with me, and I will give each person according to what they have done," because he is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. That is Revelation 22. You can read the verses 12 through 14. So our God is a good God. And all this, we cannot do it without faith. We do what we do, and we need faith. because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. It is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So there is a reward for seeking God. There is a reward for loving God, for obeying God. But we cannot do all this. We cannot seek him. We cannot please him without faith. We need the faith so that we can please God. And 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, as we do this, he will fill us with joy. He will fill us with peace. And it says, rejoice always. Always rejoice. Pray continually, praying without ceasing, and giving thanks to the Lord for all circumstances and all situations. But we rejoice in the Lord. Yes, for our God will restore anything and everything that the enemy has stolen from us. And the Bible says, if the enemy is caught, you will have to give back that what he has stolen sevenfold. And the only way he can get caught, the only way you can acknowledge and see that that's the work of the enemy, is when you are inclined with God. That is when you when we seek him and we understand the voice of the Lord. We understand his direction and where he wants us to go and what he wants us to do. The only way we can get all these directions is to stick to the manual, which is the word of God, the Bible. That's our manual. That's where we get our instructions. That's where we get our directions. And he will help us. Because he said in Matthew 7, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find. And knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks will receive. And those who seek will find. And the ones who knock, the door will be opened for them. And all our asking, all our seeking, and the finding is in the word of God. So we cannot encourage each other enough. Anything and everything we might say, that's many made, but the word of God is the truth. It does not change, and it is life. As the word also says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord, and that comes from the word of God. So this morning, we are at the top of the hour, but our lines are open now, and we're going to go before the Lord and just thank God for what he is doing, what he has done, and what he is going to do. As he strengthens us, as we seek him, and we seek his direction, as he directs our path. And as we obey his direction. So let us just go before the Lord and just thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I
thank
honor
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank
in the mighty
Lord,
name
God.
Of Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You do not change, Father God. I trust you, Father God, this morning. For some trusting chariots, some in horses. But I will remember the name of the Lord, my God. I pray, Father God, this morning.
Oh, yes, yes.
I
Have a wonderful weekend, and as we move from glory to glory,
this weekend is going to be better than last weekend. In Jesus' name, I turn this time to Pastor Darlene. Amen.
Bless you. Love everyone.
Amen. Well, we thank the Lord today for this time of prayer, fellowship, and just listening to the word. Thank you, Pastor Scholastic, for all the encouragement and helping us to keep our eyes focused on the Lord. And even this entire week has been a blessed week for each and every one of us. So we appreciate you all for being here. And we're not going to be prolong the time, but I just decree this morning that for every sister, brother in Christ, evil and wicked word has been spoken against. I continue to put that out there. It's going to be rejected and shall not come to pass. I thank God for everyone sold into the ministry and into my life. And I pray that your seed be blessed at least 1,000 times more than what it is. And we believe that the Lord will honor you as you honor him. And let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds feet, and he will help us walk upon high places. So let us look forward to that. And I pray that the Lord continues to increase and enlarge each and every one of us, because we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus. And in blessing, he blesses us, and in multiplying, he multiplies us as the stars of the heavens and as the sands of the seashore. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you will have, as our pastor Galactica said, that we will have a beautiful weekend and that your life will be blessed forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-9673.
904-800-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.